Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Right, let's do the Guide Liverpool with Jay Hind. Right, plenty going on over the course of the next week. You've been a busy boy. Morning to you, Jay.
Good morning, mate. Just when you think summer's over, the events keep on coming. There is tons happening. It's
you
never
told me last week
now.
It was the wind down period.
I thought it was, and then you just get more and more stuff planned, yeah. More and more things released. It's just chocker busy, and there's new bars and restaurants opening. It's so busy at the moment.
Well, that's
which
so tough
good.
For a man like you who's invited to all the openings.
Yeah, hence why my voice is a little bit croaky today, because I went to a press launch of Blood Brothers last night at the Liverpool Empire,
which you've seen how many times
I think I've seen it 5 or 6 times now.
Does that bother you? Is that like rewatching a film?
It's, Blood Brothers for me is a show that you can go and see a million times, and don't forget it's only here every 18 months, every 2 years or something. It is obviously the same plot, the same story throughout, and every time you see it, but there's a different cast, there's a different feeling about it. And last night's show, in all seriousness, was the best production of Blood Brothers I've ever seen, and probably the best thing I've ever seen on stage.
How do you improve it though?
It's all about the cast and the actors, yeah. And a lot of these have been, like the guy who plays Mickey, which is kind of the lead role, he's been in Blood Brothers for years. I think it's like 12, 13 years or something, and he's played that same role. But
do you think he gets bored of that?
No. Well, I spoke to him yesterday, funny enough.
He must know it back to front, right? Are we going to hear from him?
Yes, this is Sean, who plays Mickey in Blood Brothers at Liverpool Empire.
Well, I hope I've got the right clip. I've got two clips here. Apologies if it's the wrong one. Here we go.
Willie Russell is a genius because he totally messes with your expectations of where this play is going. It's got twists and turns, and it's I just think it's one of the greatest pieces of theatre that's ever been written.
That's great that he can still think that after 12 years. But it was funny.
I was talking to him and the lady who plays Mrs. Johnstone, who plays his mother, who's Lynn Paul, who you'll know is from the New Seekers back in your day. But she was telling me that every night when they get this standing ovation, it fills her up every single time she does it, because it's such a moving play. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. I'm not into the theatre. I'm really not, but I have been to see that twice. So the bit where the gun goes off. It's not a surprise
you've
anymore.
Just spoiled it for everyone listening there.
Really?
Steve. Yeah.
No, come on, everyone knows about that bit.
Okay. Well, people didn't last night because people were in complete shock. Even I was. I got a fright.
But if you've never seen it before, you know when that's going to happen, don't you?
And I went with 3 people who've never seen it, and they all came out just going, oh my God, that's incredible. Yeah. And I wasn't really into the theatre until I seen Blood Brothers about 10 years ago, and that kind of made me love going to the theatre. But it's a great play. It's on until the 1st of October, and it's obviously based in Liverpool. A few dodgy Scouse accents, but all good.
It was press night, was it, last night?
It was press night last night. But you've got lots of time to see it. There's matinee shows, and it runs right the way through till Saturday, October 1st.
Okay, I was just having a quick flick through the Echo to see if I could find their review of it. I can't see it here. I'll look in a moment or two just to see what they gave it out
of
10.
Got to be 10 out of 10.
Right, let's move on then. Tuppence across the Mersey.
Yes.
As you go through the Mersey Tunnel, the Wallasey Tunnel, they've got a big advert for it. How apt.
Yes.
Tuppence across the Mersey. It's at the Royal Court.
It is at the Royal Court, and it's going on tour after that as well. It's a Liverpool-based play. It was written by a lady called Helen Forrester, and it's kind of her autobiography about her life in the 1930s. She was from a well-to-do family, and they kind of lost everything during the Depression and ended up in poverty. It's a really moving piece. It's a serious play, so if you're expecting a bit of comedy at the Royal Court, you won't get that. You get a few little giggles. But I seen rehearsals yesterday, and it looked incredible. So I think I'm going to go and catch this one as well. And we spoke to some of the cast.
Helen's family originally, her father came from Liverpool, and her grandparents lived on the Wirral. The father had moved to London, married. They had a large family, as you can guess. There was 7 children. And then the big crush came, the money crush. So they lost their money. And the father remembered Liverpool as being a very prosperous, wealthy shipping town.
Are they practising behind you?
Yeah, they were rehearsing. Yes, we talked quiet. But
talking about West Kirby or something.
The producer wasn't very happy.
It was one of the very first books I read.
Really?
Weirdly. My mum sort of pushed it my way. And even as a very young person, I sort of got it.
Yeah.
A young teenager, I think.
See, I've never seen it and I've never read the book, but just seeing that yesterday and hearing about the plot is something I think we'd all enjoy. And obviously to see Liverpool back then and bring it to life on stage. So go and check that out. It's on until the 8th of October at the Royal Court. The best thing about this week is that Oktoberfest is arriving in Liverpool.
All right. Is this the one right behind the Town Hall?
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing to clear up. There's a few different Oktoberfest events happening in the city this year. So we haven't just got one. So we got the main Oktoberfest tour, which is from Germany. This was, it was up Castle Street Ways last year. It's now on the pierhead from Thursday. It did get a bit of stick last year. Kind of people moaning it was a bit overpriced and stuff. But it was a great atmosphere down there. They've moved to the pierhead. But then there's another one by Independent Liverpool.
Are they both, they're both part of the same thing, aren't
no,
they?
No, they're both completely separate.
But they've both got the same name?
Yes.
Oh.
So Oktoberfest is obviously, it's known all over the world, and it's all about the big German steins and the German music and the Bavarian beer
big
and
sausages.
The pretzels and fritzels and everything else, yeah. But Independent Liverpool, which is a great platform and shout about local independent businesses in the city, they're putting their own Oktoberfest event on. And tickets for this are a lot cheaper than the other one.
Gotcha.
So this is happening down at the Baltic Triangle, and it's happening in the Baltic Warehouse Thursday to Sunday, and lots of Liverpool independent retailers get involved. So go and support that one. If it was me, I'd probably go to that one.
So it's all the traditional German beers,
yeah.
And it's not just Beck's, glasses. Is it?
It's like not just
it's like Vorsteiner,
Bavarian brewed beer.
Ah, Bavaria.
Yes,
all these finest beers.
Yes.
Bavaria.
Have you seen
isn't
the size
it?
Of these steins?
The whopper, yeah,
huge,
lovely. Is your beer going to stay cold in a stein that big?
Well, it depends how fast you drink it, doesn't it?
Have you been to the, what's it called in Manchester? Is it called the Beer Keller or something
like
that?
We've got our own beer keller, yeah.
But I remember 20 years ago when Liverpool obviously didn't have one, you had to go to Manchester. And it's a really authentic, old-fashioned place.
Well,
you know,
we've got two now in Liverpool. We've got the Kaiser Keller just by Matthew Street. And then, of course, we've got Beer Keller in Liverpool one. And they, of course, as well, will be celebrating Oktoberfest.
I can see you stood on a table,
yeah,
shaking your beer, spilling your beer.
What are they called? What's the German soup called? A penny will do. But we spoke to one of the guys from last year's Oktoberfest, and her name is actually Stein. No relation at all to the fellow who made the glass. But she was telling us what it is, what it's all about.
It's actually a family that started back in Munich, and we are a different company that wanted to expand the experience you get in Munich to the rest of Europe. I normally say this is a cultural festival. It's, yeah, of course, it's also about the beers because people like the beer, but it's definitely a cultural event because we have the music coming in all the way from Germany. We have live music. We have a DJ as well coming in from Germany.
There we go. I was just Googling traditional German outfit.
Okay,
this is what you mean, isn't it? With,
that's the
with
one.
These funny little hats,
yeah.
And sort of the pants that go just above your knees.
Cords, are they?
Yeah, cords. And then you hold a beer and you sort of traditionally kit it out then, if you can get a moustache going. You don't have to go dressed like this, do you?
You don't, but it's great if you do, you know. Ah. Why not?
Right, let's move on. Oktoberfest, we've got the Jam celebration. Is this the one that's been on for a month and a half now?
Yes, well, the Jam exhibition is closing. So I kind of just wanted to mention that because that is finishing in October. It's down at the Cunard. It's called About the Young Idea. And it's just tons and tons of artifacts from an incredible time that the Jam were about. And there's so much down there to see. We've got lots online if you want to check out a little video of what's inside there. But it's finishing, so if you want to go and see it, grab your ticket. There's going to be a big auction in the city of some of them artifacts. And then there's a big celebration as well down at the Echo Arena. Not quite sure who's playing, but the big celebration of the Jam and their music at the Echo Arena
to celebrate that.
It's done really well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of made way because there's another exhibition coming, I think it's late next year, which is come from London, and it's the Cunard building. It's kind of got it ready for that. But go and check it out if you get a chance. It does finish in October.
We had Paul Weller's sister on as well when it was launched. It was great to hear from her. Right, finally, the Psych Fest.
Liverpool,
what the heck's
Psych
this?
Fest. This is a big celebration of psychedelic music. Now, it's based in the city. It's a gang of local people that put this together. Last year, they actually won Best Small Festival at the NME Awards. Takes over the Baltic Triangle again. So it's the big warehouses in the Baltic Triangle are brought to life with lots of colour. Obviously, that psychedelia-type vibe. Lots of bands. The Super Fairy Animals are headlining this one. They've got bands like The Horrors, The Witches, and a great local band as well. To be honest, I don't know much about the lineup.
Right,
I want to go and check it out. There's a great local band as well. They're called Pure Joy, and these are from the Wirral, and they play on Saturday at District.
So this year will be the fifth edition of Liverpool International Festival of Psychedelia, and I definitely think it's one of our best lineups yet. We've got Super Fairy Animals and The Horrors as our two headliners, and then just the most amazing array of bands from all over the world. I suppose the festival's come to represent is the best, most interesting, dynamic sounds from people who are pushing the envelope on kind of mind expansive music from all around the world.
Well, there you go. That's one of the organisers.
That's Craig who organises, yeah. So that's all a bit about the festival, and this is pure joy.
A bit of pure joy. That's called Girl, isn't it?
And that is, you'll see them live 6 p.m. At District Park of Liverpool Psych Fest. Get involved, full of colour, full of vibrancy down at the Baltic Triangle.
Okay, what's on the guide, liverpool.com at the moment? What will you find?
We've got a great video where we sent one of our guys into Farmageddon with a head cam on his own. So we had to face the monsters solo. So check that out. That's online right now. And lots of news as well on Psychfest.
You wouldn't get me down to Farmageddon. Mick Coyle joins us.
No chance.
Would you go in Farmageddon?
No chance.
You've been to Farmageddon.
I've never been.
No?
You couldn't drag me in there. I mean, the whole idea of someone sort of jumping out in front of you with an axe.
Yeah, and it's worse than what you think it is as well. It's
great.
Really scary.
Just what you want.
Yesterday on the show, and I thought of Jay as soon as the guys came in, I had some clowns.
Ooh.
There's a clown show, the Invisible Wind Factory, in the middle of October. It's like a clowns, but they're like dark. It's like the dark art of clowning.
God.
And they were in the studio, and I thought of you, Jay.
See,
and
that's
I thought,
scarier that's... than Farmageddon, that.
You see, there's
not
certain scary
clowns.
Things, clowns, and another thing, you know those old dolls?
Oh,
and my
yeah.
mum bought two for my daughters. And as soon as she bought them, I hid them in the cupboard.
Porcelain dolls.
Yeah. I didn't want to see them. There was a TV program maybe 15 years ago that had porcelain dolls at the heart of it on BBC. I can't remember what it was, but it scared the life out of me. The porcelain dolls are locked away, Mum. They're not coming out.
Regardless.
I don't care if you spent 30 quid on them. They're not coming out.
Probably in Farmageddon, to be fair.
Just the eyes move across the room as you walk past.
Chucky.
Yeah.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.